Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
Hi, sir. How are you? My name is Rick Rascott. I just took your survey and won your Craftsman toolbox you're offering.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know. It doesn't tell me how much the shipping is. How much is it?
The shipping should be $6.95 for the Craftsman toolbox, but I would also like to let you know that in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it does say that the customer will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for a meal plan which shows them how to use real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings.
Okay, a meal plan, what does that cost me?
Yes, sir. Well, the shipping and handling was, like, I would say $2 to $6.95. The meal plan was $59.89.
A month?
Yes, sir. But what I could do for you is I can bring that down to
$20. Cancel the whole thing. I don't want nothing. I don't want the toolbox. I don't want the meal plan. There's always some asshole catch. Home Depot didn't do this kind of bullshit. So please cancel my order.
Yes, sir. Are we sure we couldn't offer that for $20 instead?
No. I don't want a meal plan. I don't need a meal plan.
No problem. Could you tell me the zip code?
06331.
First and last name?
Rick Rascott. RACICOT.
All right, Mr. Rascott, could you verify your shipping address?
25 Tracy Road, Canterbury, Connecticut. 06331.
All right, hold for 1 moment as I access the account.
Yeah.
Yes, so that account has been canceled and money refunded back into your account, the $7.95, all right?
Thank you very much, sir.
No problem.
I would have gone for the sweepstakes winning. I could have used the toolbox, but the meal plan is a curveball. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for contacting the customer service. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks.